A dollar may not be worth a dollar anymore, but a penny, well, this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It's the good news story of the year, the news that pennies are no longer worthless and, in fact, have become our most valuable coin. Most people didn't realize this until last week when the U.S. Mint made the melting of pennies punishable by up to 5 years in prison. I didn't know the Mint had that kind of power. I thought there'd at least have to be a hearing with 10-minute questions from Senator Biden. But no, because this is an emergency. Copper has become so valuable that a penny is worth more melted than intact. Even today's pathetic copper-coated zinc pennies are worth 1.12 cents just for the metal. But the real copper pennies? I hope your airbag is on. Each real copper penny is worth 2.13 cents. You could more than double your salary just by asking to be paid in copper pennies. A jar of old pennies was actually a better investment than just about anything except maybe Google and those companies who plan to clone your meat. Not that any of us would ever melt our pennies down. I'm just saying the Mint could remove the temptation and save itself a pile of money by just handing out small chunks of copper. And if the copper mafia wants to melt them down, so what? Maybe they won't start ripping the wiring out of our homes. Of course, the best solution would be to find out which countries have the biggest potential to produce more high-grade copper. And according to the United Nations, that would be Zambia and the Congo. Sounds like two countries who could use the gift of Western-style democracy. What do you think? Now this. This is Dave Ross on the web at DaveRoss.com.